Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayin Daf Samechei in the Oiz V'Ordu edition. Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloch Gimel, starting Samech Dalem with Beis in the two dots. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah of Yosi V'Abshu and Oimrim that they both hold that a person is not able to oiser something that does not belong to him. Says the Gemara of Yochanan, Hakol Moedim Be'anovim Shem Asurus. A person put grapes over the grain of his friend. The grapes are also, that grapes belong to him. He can oyser his friend's grain, but his own grapes will be oyser. Amar Rav Loza, oyser eino neser. V'sheino oyser neser. So how can it be that the grain, which is supposed to cause iser to the grapes, is not oyser? But the grapes themselves, they will become oyser. What makes it oyser won't be oyser, and this will be oyser? Meaning the simple understanding is, if you want to make the grapes oyser because of the grain, but the grain itself is not oyser. So how can it be it goes only one way, not the other way? My plaguing, it's like, well, what's the machlekes will be? The machlekes is when he puts the grapes over the grain, the case that we spoke about in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. But if he takes the grape of his friend and he pulls it over his own grain, everybody agrees that the tvua, his own tvua, becomes usur. Why is that different? The grape's not usur, because he can't oyser the grape of his friend. And the grain does become usur. So the way the Rash learns, because here he did everything. He took the grape of his friend, and he pulled it on his own grain. So this person did everything. He did the pi'ula, and he's the one who's oyser. So yeah, he can't cause damage to the grape of his friend. But he could cause damage to his own grain, even though the grapes don't become usur, even though it's only a one-way isur. The Vilna Gaon says, no, the pshat is different. According to what you midayak from the Pesukim of the Torah, the grain is the one who's causing the isur to the grapes. It's not a two-way street. Even though both become usur, but what is the main culprit of the isur? It's the tvua, not the grapes. So he may elapse, the Gemara says, if a person puts his own grapes on the tefuah of his friend, he cannot oyser the tefuah. The tefuah is the main oyser. If the tefuah is not oyser, the grape cannot be oyser. But if he's the owner of the tefuah, of the oyser, so then his tefuah will become oyser, even though the grapes don't, because the main source of oyser comes from the tefuah. Says the Gemara, HaMisakech Gafra Shechaveir L'Gabi Tefuah Shechaveir. Person takes the grape of his friend and put it on the grain of his friend. So then, Yishmeri Minado will learn from the following. Omer Rabbi Yose, Ma'ase Be'echot Shezorus Karmu B'Shvis. We had the end of our Mishnah. Someone went and planted a vineyard in Shvito. Uba Ma'ase Fin Rabbi Kiva, the story came from Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Ein Odu Mekadosh Dovo Shanein Shiloh. A person cannot oyser, something is not his. The grape is not his, and the grain is not his, because it's Shvito. Nothing belongs to him. V'ein HaKefen Shiloh, V'ein HaTvo Shiloh, V'isasoft. And there's a Machlokes. Meaning, what does it mean? The Gemara is saying, what will happen if both are not his? If the grain is not his and the grape is not his, will there everybody agree that it does not become usur? Or even there we can have an opinion that says that it does become usur. So the more from the story of Shmita, you see, that Rabbi Yossi brought Rabbi Akiva as a raya to himself that it's not usur. Masha Tarakama argues and holds it is usur, even though both don't belong to him. Halacha da zok de mishto ha'onos shezora esakerim. So you have a thief, an onos, someone who forced and kicked out the owner from his field. And he himself went and he planted the field. And then the owner was able to retrieve back his field. So now he has kilayim growing in his vineyard. So what should he do? Koitzer afilu b'moed. He can go and detach it and fix the field, even chol ha'moed, when you're not supposed to do a melacha in your field. As we'll see in the Gemara, the reason is because you don't want people to think that this guy planted kilayim. So immediately you let him take it out. At kamu noisa l'parlim, how much does he have to overpay the workers in order to do this work? Says the Gemara, actually, until a third. We'll see in the Gemara, what does the third mean? He pays an extra third. Yoisa mikad, if they want more money for that. Koitza kedariko v'oylech afu l'achar amoy. Then he's going to do it in a normal way, after Chol HaMoed, and a normal price to come out and take out the kilayim from this field. Meaning he does it himself without hiring workers. He should work, take out whatever he can during Chol HaMoed. And if he has to continue after Chol HaMoed, he'll continue after. Says the Mishnah now, according to many of the Mefarshim, this is not a continuation of the previous din. It's another din. Mematayu nikra ha'onas. Since when the onas is called the onas, meaning that he's the owner of the field, and whatever he grows there becomes also in kilayim. Yes, when it goes back to the original owner, you'll have to take it out. But it's also in kilayim in the meantime. And we don't say it doesn't belong to him, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, one cannot make kilayim. It's like it does not belong to him. So when does it become his? Mishi yishka. What's a mishi yishka? When you forget, when the owner of this field is forgotten. Meaning, the field is not considered, is not called anymore belonging to Shmuel. It belongs instead to the Anas. Says the Gemara of Varbo by Yaakov Yishabirchanon, Kini Mestisa, you learn from our Mishnah, Mutol Lekoitzura Filu B'moyed, that you can harvest it even Cholamoyed. What is the Gemara trying to tell me? So the way Rabbi Chaim explains it, Shat is the Gemara trying to say like this, if it would be Asur to do it Cholamoyed, then there will be no problem of Kilayim. There will be no obligation for the owner to take away his kilayim. He did not want this kilayim to grow here. And once the field came back to him, he was not able to take it out because it was a cholam land. So whatever grows kilayim over here will not be asur for the owner. But because Rabbanan came and said that you could do cholam land, so now he's obligated to remove the cholam land. He doesn't have any more the leniency that he's not obligated to do cholam land, and therefore from here on, if he does go in cholam land, he's chayav on kilayim. Continues the Gemara in the Samechel with base at Kamu Noisan Lapoilim Achleish. The Mishnah said you have to add to the money to pay for the workers a third. What's a third? Rav Chuna Vesheish Eschadom Achleish Leschar. Meaning you pay an extra third of their salary, of their payment. If they usually take $100, you have to give them $133. Vecharno Amar, the other one says, Shlish Ledomim, a third of the worth of the field. If the field is worth $1,000, you have to pay up to $300 more in order to harvest it. Says the Moabim, Atai Nikra Onas Mishishka, once you forget the owner, so then the owner is considered to be the Onas, and it's also in Kilayim. Mavacha Nishtaku Abaylim, Velo Nishyashu Abaylim. If the first owner is forgotten, but he's not Nishyash, he still wants to get his field back. Isur Dvar Toyo. So, mean a Toyo, it's Asur with Kilayim. Meaning, even though there's no Yush, but once you forget the owner of the field is not known. It doesn't have the shame of the owner in the field. So Minatoyro doesn't belong to him. And Minatoyro have Esu Kilayim over here. But if it's the opposite, Nisyashu Abayim V'lo Nishtaku Abayim, if the owner gave up on the field, but it's still known as Shmuel's field, so then Isur Midivrayim. Then the Esu is only Esu Derabana Midiraiso, still belongs to the original owner. So it's more of Yish Karkin Exelis. There's so much thing called Karkin Exelis, that a karka could be stolen? Meaning we're talking about the second case. Like the Gemara says, the midi rabbanon, if it's bisyayish, so it's considered to be not anymore the original owner, and you have a circulaim. So the Gemara, but yush doesn't work in karka. So the Gemara, my rav, loy, afopish, in karka, nigzelis, yesh yush la karka. You're right. Midi nigzelo, karka is not nigzel with yush. But regarding kilayim, yush, yush la karka, there's yush. Rabbanon made a gzeiro over here, Din derabanan, even though it doesn't really belong to the anas, but it does affect the kilayim, and anything that he grows becomes usur and the isur of kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Samechei.